Calliope, a thing of evil, sat on the edge of his bed, black tail twitching as she watched him with bright green eyes. She started purring. In most cats, it would be a soothing sound. In Calliope, it indicated devious plotting involving nefarious deeds. "You aren't supposed to be in the yard next door," he scolded her as he slid out of his suit coat. She continued purring. He'd found her one day almost 10 years back, a tiny kitten under his porch, screeching as if her tail were on fire. Thankfully, it wasn't. But as soon as he'd crawled underneath the porch, she'd hissed at him, black hair on her back standing on end as she arched. Rather than waiting to get a face filled with kitten scratch fever, he'd backed quickly out and returned to his house, deciding that if he ignored her long enough, she'd move on. She hadn't. Instead, she spent most of that night yowling. He tried to sleep. She was too loud. He pulled the pillow over his head. It didn't help. Eventually, he grabbed a flashlight and a broom, bent on poking the cat until she left. She was waiting for him on the porch, sitting in front of the door. He was so surprised, he dropped the broom. She walked into his house as if she belonged, and she never left, no matter how many times Linus had threatened her. 6 months later, he'd finally given up. By then, the house was filled with toys and a litter box and little dishes with Calliope printed on the sides for her food and water. He couldn't quite be sure how it had happened, but there it was. "Mrs. Clapper will get you one day," he told her as he slid out of his wet clothes. "And I won't be here to save you. You'll be feasting on a squirrel and she'll... Okay, I don't know what she'll do, but it'll be something. And I won't feel sad in the slightest." She blinked slowly. He sighed. "Fine. A little sad." He put on his pajamas, buttoning up the front. They were monogrammed with an LB on the breast, a gift from the department after 15 years of service. He'd selected them out of a catalog he'd been given on the day of. The catalog had two pages inside. One page was the pajamas. The second page was a candle holder. He'd selected the pajamas. He'd always wanted to own something monogrammed. He picked up the wet clothes and left the room. The loud thump behind him told him he was being followed. He dropped his soiled work garments in the washing machine and set it to soak while he made dinner. "I don't need an accountant," he told Calliope as she wound between his legs. "I have other things to think about, like tomorrow." Why is it that I must always worry about tomorrows? He moved instinctively to the old Victrola. He flipped through the records sitting in the drawer underneath before finding the one he wanted. He slid it out of its sleeve and set it on the turntable before bringing down the needle. Soon, the Everly brothers began to sing that all they had to do was dream. He swayed back and forth as he headed toward the kitchen. Dry food for Calliope, salad from a bag for Linus. He cheated, but just a little. A splash of dressing never hurt anyone. "Whenever I want you," he sang quietly, "all I have to do is dream."